The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Once when Jesus was praying in solitude, and the disciples were with him, he asked them, "Who do the crowds say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others one of the ancient prophets has arisen." Then he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said in reply, "The Christ of God." He rebuked them and directed them not to tell this to anyone. He said, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." The Gospel of the Lord. This morning I was doing some research on the life of St. Vincent de Paul. He is one of the famous saints whom I have not yet had the chance to read a biography of, so I was looking things up on the internet, and there was so much, the amount that this man accomplished, it's extraordinary. And I thought, how am I going to bring that down and make it something concise? But something really stood out, and it was this. He just tried to do what he could, and then God would multiply his works. For example, at the time, the Protestant Reformation was having its effects all throughout France. There were heresies about. So he goes out and he just starts preaching missions. He would go to different churches and preach the Catholic truth. And other young men saw this and they thought, gosh, we should do the same thing. Out of that came an entire religious order, the Congregation of Missions. And then he has a sensitivity to the poor. And he hears about these galley slaves who row boats, you know, who are at the bottom of the boats, and they import and export goods. And he hears that they're coming and they're diseased and they're sick and no one's helping them. So he goes and he just starts to minister to them. And he gets a handful of women from his parish to help him out. Little by little, there's dozens of women. Then there's hundreds of women. And they establish the Daughters of Charity, a religious order that continues to exist today to serve the poor. And then he looks around and he notices there's these young men studying to be priests, and there's not very good formation. So he would just gather them together and he would give them conferences. Other priests see this. They decide, you know what, we need seminaries. There were no seminaries at that time in France. Places where men could go to be formed as priests. They established seminaries from this, and it brings about a reformation of the priesthood all throughout France. The other night we had a CSEC meeting, which is a school board meeting, and we were discussing, should we do something or not for the school? Would it be good? You know, what would be the effects be? And one man says, you know what, on my way here, I was listening to Catholic radio, and Mother Angelica, an old program, was on, and she said this, you know, if you think God might be asking something of you, take the first step. If it's of him, it'll continue. If not, he'll close the door. And so I pulled this out today, this book on the life of Mother Angelica, and I came upon this quote. She said, "My attitude is, if the Lord inspires me to do something, I attempt to do it. I start, and it goes down like a snowball downhill if it's of him. But I have to start. If it is not his will, it will either fall apart, or something will happen to really hinder it. But it's up to him. I just try to respond." St. Vincent de Paul just tried to respond. And there were things that never took off. And he simply said this, "If after much effort and prayer, the matter is not successful, it will be a clear sign that God does not will it." And I close with this final quote of him. How did he accomplish all that he did? He would say this, "Give me a person of prayer, and he will be able to accomplish everything. He can say with the apostle, 'I can do all things through him who strengthens me.'"